So we began the day with protesters at 16th and 8th Streets. As we all know, the tear gas was deployed there. Everyone scattered. So I ended up following a group of protesters, you know, several hundred protesters marching through parts of Northwest Washington. So we left that area near the White House. We kind of ended up going past Logan Circle, the U Street corridor. The group was attempting to go to the Adams Morgan neighborhood. We were on Florida Avenue, Northwest. And there was a police officer at the corner there, just put a, it seemed like a flashbang was sent out to push the group down 15th Street. So at that point, we were heading south. Then the protesters were met by police. I'm not sure of the street, but they were cut off on 15th. So they began to double back. That was around, it's in the 9 o'clock hour. So I went live with Kyle at 9 o'clock, I think. That was the last time I went live. So it was in that around a little after 9 o'clock, I think, 9 p.m. Yeah, because I went live with Kyle. That was when it was happening with the, you know, the penning. But anyway, I'll backtrack. So the protesters started to go down Swan Street. And what happened was the protesters went down Swan Street, and then the police filled in behind them on 15th Street. And then the protesters turned around and started to get into their faces. Nothing violent or anything, but just started chanting and such. But then as we tried to head down the other way on Swan, there was another line of police on 14th Street. So we were penned in between 14th and 15th Street on Swan. And there were cops in the alleys. They had cops on bicycles who would then cut off all the alleys on Swan so nobody could duck out sideways. So we were basically penned into that area. So what I did was I had my media pass on me, but I knew in this situation that that may not work. So I was not, because I felt like they were going to converge. So what I did was I sought out somebody who lived on the street because people were coming out to watch. And I said, hey, identify myself and said, look, is it okay if I duck into your house until things calm down? And she said, yes. So, but the problem was that the protesters are also doing that. In their minds, they were like, we should duck into houses too. So as I went into the house with her, people followed me in. So we had more than a dozen people in the house. So then all of a sudden they wanted to shut the lights out, completely dark. I was about to go live with you guys at 9:30. I tried to get to the back of the house to do it, and they shut me down. They said, do not go live. We do not want you to go live. So when I was that's what happened when – you know, when I think Kyle was, I heard Kyle, you know, tossing to me, but at that moment, there were four people around me telling me to shut it down. So I just cut out. You know, I didn't want to do anything, you know. So I was in there, and look, let me explain too. This was a peaceful protest. The protesters are absolutely peaceful. But what the situation was is that they did not want to get arrested. So now we're in a house and they're in a situation where it's like they don't want to get arrested. They don't want their position given up. They want everybody to be quiet, so including me. So I had to shut it down. So we're still in there. Everybody's on the floor, lights out. Cops are going door to door, flashlights in windows. They have the shades drawn. Nobody's saying a sound. We could hear the cops outside, you know, yelling, you know, police, police. And they didn't knock on the doors or anything because they couldn't exactly go into the homes. You know, people in their houses, there's nothing. But they knew that they had protesters pinned in. So it was possible that people were ducking into houses. So they were going door to door. So we're in the house. Things, you know, were pretty tense in the home. They did not want to give up their position. We did not know what was going on the outside. I was trying to communicate with them like, hey, are you hearing from anybody out there? Are the cops still out there? They had no idea. Then they started hearing that they were making arrests outside, and so they did not want to leave. But then the situation seemed to calm down outside. I just was not aware what was going on outside. All we could do was just kind of get a sense, you know, visually that nobody was, you know, flashlights are going to the house and stuff. So then things started to ease up a little bit in the house and they started to get more comfortable, but they planned to stay there the whole night. They were not going to leave. They did not feel comfortable leaving. They felt like they were, I'd say about a dozen people. Yeah. On one, in a basement apartment, very small apartment. So at this point, things were calming down. Tension was getting a little, everybody's kind of hunkering in. They were fine. They were talking and everything. So I figured it was my chance to just leave because I got to get out of there. I can't, I'm covering the protest. I'm not with them. So I said, look, I'm going to duck out the back door. I said, is that okay if I do that? Cause like, and I'm not going to say that you guys are here. I'm just going to get out. And that's it. I said, if they arrest me, that's fine. But I mean, I have my media pass. They shouldn't because I'm exempt because of, the curfew. And they said, yes. So then, but they told me, look, just go, go duck, low, almost crawl. They were like giving me instructions on how to do it. So they said, go out the back door, this gate over here, make sure you shut it behind you. Blah, 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 all this stuff. I said, all right, thank you so much. Guys stay safe. So I duck out the back, go out this gate into the back alley, and that was it. So then I just walked out. It was nobody back there. I eventually got out back to 15th Street, down this alley, back alley. And, I presented my badge, and the cops didn't do anything, and I just was, walked out, and that was it. Again, I just want to explain. These are peaceful protesters. No violence, anything like that. But things changed as far as them not wanting to get arrested. They did not want to make police aware of where they were, so they did not want anyone to leave, me included. So when I said to them, hey, I think I should get out of here, they did not want me to leave because they felt like if I walked out and the cops saw me, say they didn't know if they were right outside the door or not. I didn't either. But their logic was if I walk out and they see me coming out, they're going to come in. They're going to know that other people are in here. But I was trying to tell them, like, look, how would they know that? I mean, I'm in here. I'll just walk out. They're not going to know that you're in here in particular. But in that moment, when we first got in there, that was the situation. It was very, very tense. They did not want to have anybody leave. But like I said, as time went on, so it was a couple hours that I was in there. But I thought I was going to be in there all night because I didn't think they were going to let me leave. I feel like I don't know what would have happened if I attempted earlier, but I was prepared to stay there. If I have to stay here, I'm going to have to stay here. I didn't want to stay there. I don't think anybody in there wanted to stay there, to be honest, but they felt more comfortable being there after a while. And then they just started to loosen up and like, hey, let's watch a movie. Let's play a game, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I can't really, it's like, I got to get out of here. So, it's like, in my mind, I'm like, I got to kind of leave here. So, there were a couple guys in this back bedroom where I was, and I kind of slipped back there. I'm like, hey guys, I think I'm going to get out of here. I think I'll just slip out the back door. And, this is a guy I just talked to like a couple hours ago saying, you're not leaving. Like, you can't go. So I was surprised that he said yes. And I'm grateful that he did because it's like, I wasn't going to say anything about where they were. Whatever they want to do, if they're staying there, that's it. But it was a very tense situation in that moment. I was not fully aware of what was going on the outside, to be honest. It was really just concentrated into this whole situation of the people I'm with do not want to get arrested. They're hiding out from the police. I am with them. I'm kind of with their group, and they do not want me to leave out of fear that I will expose their position. So, yeah. All right, Casey. No, it's fine. Yeah, hell yeah. All right, I'll see you later. All right, you too. All right, bye.